Anyway, we've got a question for you, Chris, from John in Orange County, who wants to know, how do clouds form electricity for lightning? How is the energy stored, or is it dynamically generated?
Well, actually, the answer is we don't 100% know. But clouds are made of billions and billions and billions of tiny particles, ice crystals. They're called hydrometeors. And these particles rub against each other in the cloud because the clouds are full of currents of air. And there are big ones and small ones. And in exactly the same way as if you take a balloon or a comb and run it through your hair, you will transfer charge from one thing, your hair, to the balloon or the comb. And this enables you to have static electricity. The same thing happens with these particles in the cloud. And by a mechanism that no one understands that well, for some reason, the small ones get a negative charge. Sorry, the big ones get a negative charge and the small ones get a positive charge. And the small ones get pushed to the top of the cloud under up currents more than the bigger ones. So that's why you get this charge distribution within the cloud. Some people speculate it might be something to do with the solar wind, which is this charged stream of particles coming from the sun past the Earth's magnetosphere. But that aside, what you end up with is a big aggregation of static energy within the cloud, which is separated according to its charge. The bottom of the cloud is very, very negative. The Earth, therefore, feels an electric field pushing effectively towards it, and this repels any negative charge in the surface of the Earth because the negatives can move away, leaving the surface of the Earth net positive. This obviously intensifies the electric field, and the result is that eventually the potential difference that builds up overcomes the natural insulation or the inherent resistance of the air, and it begins to ionise. This is where you strip electrons away from gas molecules in the atmosphere, and because electrons can move, they can conduct, you begin to carry a current, so you'll get a few feelers come down, and then when you've got a sufficient and contiguous connection between cloud and ground, you'll get the full-on strike, and yeah, it comes zipping down. The actual discharge is only about the size of a 5-pence piece, and it lasts for billionths of a second, microseconds if at best, I think. And the actual current that flows down it is something like 20,000 amps. And it's discharging between 1 and 10 billion joules of energy, which is in fact enough to light a 100-watt light bulb for about 100 days. So it's not a huge amount. But it's enough to make a big bang, obviously. And the reason that the lightning's nice and bright is because as that electricity goes smashing through the air, it causes the electrons to get in the atoms to get very excited. They then fall back to their original energy positions, giving out some light in the process. But they also get very, very hot. And because of the thermal expansion, you get a shockwave. It's like a gun going off. And that's the thunder that you hear later. So that's a sort of snapshot of how lightning forms. And it's all down to these particles in clouds. Dave. Well, I thought you were going to say something. Sorry, I thought you were going to add something. I've,